Psalm 25 verse 4. Show me your ways, O Lord, show me your paths. Let's talk about leave the results to God. To live a life of faith is to leave the results to God. We live in a formula culture where 1 plus 1 equals 2. A world where we want to know exactly what the outcomes are. We want to know if I do A, B, and C, then D is going to happen. If I take these actions, then I know this outcome will take place. We like to know these things. When Isaac was told by God to stay in the land of the Philistines and not go to Egypt, he did so. For those who want to know, the land of the Philistines today is called the much spoken about Gaza Strip in Israel. Isaac did not question God. Did he say, but there is a famine? No. Did he say that there is no drinking water for my animals? No. Did he complain about the hostile behavior of the giant nation? No. He accepted God's plan for him. We can't tell you that if you walk closely with God, everything in life is going to be easy. You'll be healthy, wealthy, and wise. It would be great though. Walking with God may bring some difficult times. You may be mocked for your faith, or God may call you to a place where you have to step out and it's hard. Your company may transfer you to a place where you don't want to go, leaving your family behind. You may be called to serve the Lord full-time and give up a tangible salary. You may give up a job for a position where you earn less. It's not always easy. God has designed it that way because in our trials, we get to glorify God all the time. God is satisfied when you go through the most trying times in your life, the most difficult circumstances you could possibly imagine. Let me share something personal with you that you can relate to. 8 months ago, my 10-year-old grandson passed away. He had a severe brain infection which doctors tried to control. We prayed and we fast out of South Africa into Namibia. Churches organized themselves to pray for my grandson. The most devastating news that no human being can handle is when specialized doctors say, sorry, but there is nothing that we can do. A few hours later, after we received the news, lying motionless in his hospital bed, looked at his mother once and swung his head to the right, and he was gone. I had to come to terms that it is the same God who gave Satan permission to cause Job pain and grief. The same God that sent a woman and a baby into the desert without water. Whenever you find yourself with your back against the wall, God got you in a perfect position. When there is no one to help you, who will you call? No one else but God. We are not called to be Christians just in the good times. We are called to be Christians in the difficult times. We wish we could say, when you walk closely with God, everything is going to be fine. But we can tell you is that if you do walk closely with God, you might avoid some obstacles. That's because if you walk closely with Him, you are a lot less likely to sin. As you learn to be obedient, you will avoid the trouble that comes with sinning, the anger and the disruptions. When we sin, we are inviting these things into our lives. We can avoid the struggles we bring upon ourselves by walking closely with God. Then we need to leave the results to God in all we do. If you find yourself in a position where you don't know the will of God, rest assured, understanding will come your way. Amen.